Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Promoting healthy lives is a core strategic initiative for the Rhode Island Foundation. And every year we award millions of dollars in grants to support work in the health sector. Improving health outcomes for Rhode Islanders, providing better health care, providing lowering costs are our goals. Some of you may know we're working on some long-term planning for the state. Really, where do we want to be? Where does the state want to be and need to be in 10 years on the health of the population of Rhode Island? The strategies include increasing primary care access, utilization, and the quality of the care, expanding alternative care models and collaborations. And I want to underscore collaborations. One of the most exciting things about our Fund for Healthy Rhode Island announcement today is the emphasis on collaborations and seeing many of you and many that aren't here being able to work together, and addressing the social determinants of health. It took me a long time to be educated. Dr. Scott, Department of Health, has shown me probably the same slide 25 times, that shows that healthcare is only a small part of what your health outcome is, and we have all these other determinants that we need to work on. We also want to promote a system that we can have reform to improve the patient experience. Any of us, any of you who have been patients know it's not easy to navigate. I have said, and I see Dr. Giacola there, their friend, how complex the health in the healthcare system is. You couldn't take a blank piece of paper and come up with something that's more complex, and to help patients navigate that, whether for themselves or increasingly to help other people in their families. We want to improve the overall health of the population and reduce the per capita cost of healthcare. The triple aim that we hear a lot about, what we need to accomplish and what we need to try and do to provide funding for better health for the population while also freeing up funding for those social determinants and other important factors in our state. So today we're here to announce $3.6 million in grants. That's real money. We want these grants to help reduce high rates of illness, chronic disease, and health disparities in more than a dozen cities and towns. That was the comment about being spread across the state.
Professor Latino has been a partner from the get-go of public health. On my early days of us working on lead poisoning prevention, of us working on immunizations, or us working on the Office of Minority Health. Program Latino has been there from the get-go, so it's great to see the ongoing commitment and the ongoing growth that as an organization you have. And I know that it says empowering the Latino community, but we also need to recognize that it's way beyond that, that Progreso Latino has been a haven and a service provider for the Central Falls community in general and beyond. I know my community, from Pataque, and Cape Verdean community specifically, has relied on you. These are words from Rhode Island Foundation really recognize that foundational work that we've been talking about at the health department through the health equity zones, the focus on the social determinants of health, the need to really not have a siloed approach to what we do, but recognizing that only by investing in community-led collaboratives, place-based work is the way to go. Our health equity zones are the foundational, that's the foundation that we believe in. And all of the grantees today, in a sense, are connected with our health equity zones initiative. In this state, if we do put our minds together and we put the brilliance that exists in the state at the community level, at the state agencies level, and our funders level, we can indeed make a difference. And so that is this investment from Rhode Island Foundation, that is the investment from the Department of Health, and we hope that we continue to have conversations in our state that brings more funding and more investment in this kind of initiative. It is not a dream, it's a reality that can be done when people and communities come together to do the right thing. That's what you're doing today. So thank you for everything that you've done to this point and for everything that I know you're going to continue to do moving forward.
So much to appreciate and also so much to give as a community, and it takes a village, and that's why the help that we've done is so important, and that's why this investment is so important in our multiple communities. First and foremost in our mind, how can we help everyday people? How can we make a difference? And our grant specifically is focused on making the connection between the medical world and the community, so that that cycle with community health workers, we can make that connection and broadening the impact through the health equity zone.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.